Well, Mr. Race bet $1,000 to $200 that Jane's fighter, Cokie, wouldn't beat Ruffy Tornello, the boy he fights tonight. In the meantime, Jane accepted $1,000 from Ruffy's manager on the promise that her boy would lay down. Jane, not at all sure what the term means. Ruffy's manager told Jane his fighter wasn't in condition, and rather than risk his getting knocked out by Cokie, made the $1,000 deal. This episode occurs at the Coliseum where the fight takes place. First to Cokie's dressing room where we find him with Jane. Listen.
Now, Cokie, you have to remember two things when you go out there to fight that boy. The first thing is to give the referee your right hand after you win so he can hold it up to show you won it. You got that?
Yeah, I got that.
And the second thing...
But supposing I don't win?
Don't? Well, there's no such word as don't.
Well, I might not.
There's no such word as might. Remember that.
Yeah.
Won't win. After all the workouts and everything, how can you say that? All you have to do is to hit him. Hit him hard with all your might.
You said there was no such word as might.
Oh, that might. You said might not win. I said hit him with all your might. It's a different might. Cokie, you're not scared, are you?
Oh, no. I ain't scared.
There's no such word as scared. Why do you keep saying you might not win and things like that?
Well, you keep telling me what to do when I win. Supposing I lose, what do I do?
Lose?
Yeah. Which hand do I give him then?
How can you keep talking about losing? I know what it is. You didn't work out enough. I shouldn't have taken that $1,000 from Mr. Wheeler for you to lay down. You've been laying down ever since he gave us the money. Come on, now, get up. You'll have to start fighting pretty soon. Come on, get up.
But Mr. Wheeler said I have to lay down.
You've been laying down all day. Now is the time to get up.
But supposing Mr. Wheeler comes in and sees me not laying down? He'll take back the money.
Oh, yes. Well, if he comes in, then you can lay down again. Come on, get up. Oh, wait a minute. That might be Mr. Wheeler. Who is it, please?
It's Neil, Jane.
Oh, it's Neil. Just a minute, Neil. It's Neil, Cokie. Come on, get up now.
I'd like to lay down.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Hi, Jane. How's it going? Well, what's the matter with the kid?
Nothing.
Well, that's no way for a fighter to relax at this stage of the game. He should be up, shadow boxing, dancing around, getting himself limbered up and...
I have to lay down.
Have to lie down? What's the matter with you, sick?
Oh, no, he's not sick. He's just, he's just laying down now. We can't tell you right now.
No secret, huh? Some new training secret you're not letting me in on?
Yes. Are you going to be watching Cokie win, Neil?
I'll be watching the fight, if that's what you mean. And guess what?
What?
Surprise for you. You know who I just saw out there?
Who?
Ace and Mars.
They are, huh? Well, won't they be surprised when they see Cokie win tonight? And I guess that'll show them to treat me the way they did all last week.
Yeah, yeah. And now, Jane, I want you to promise me that whatever happens tonight, you'll take it calmly and like the good sport I know you are.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, no one can be sure of the outcome of a fight.
Oh, you mean Cokie winning? Oh, we're sure he'll win, aren't we, Cokie?
Yeah, I guess so.
You guess so? He just started talking like that a few minutes ago. There's no such word as guess. You know you're going to win.
Yeah, he knows it, Jane. He'll be in there fighting. You can rest assured of that. After all, you can't expect more from him than that. And remember that Ace and Marge and I will all be here to lend a helping hand.
All right. Well, what do you mean, helping hand? I'll bet he told you to come back and try to scare us. Come on, Cokie, get up. Show him your muscles. Come on. Look at him. If you think he can't win, who is it?
Mike Wheeler.
Oh, it's Mr. Wheeler. Lay down again, Cokie.
Yeah, I bet it.
What's the idea of
just a minute, Mr. Wheeler.
What's the matter, Cokie? Why don't you get up and start limbering up a little?
No, I have to care right now.
Oh, come in, Mr. Wheeler.
Hiya, Miss Dace. I thought I'd come in and... Hello there, Neil.
Hiya, Mike. Visiting the enemy's camp? Is it customary for the manager of one fighter to visit with the other just before the battle?
Well, I didn't know there was visitors.
Can't call me a visitor. What's going on?
Oh, there's nothing. Nothing. I just stopped in to make sure the boy was ready. Just lending a helping hand.
Don't you say that word around here.
What?
We don't need a helping hand or anything. If you two think that Cokie isn't going to win, you'll find out.
All right, Jane. Don't get so worked up. Your nerves are on edge.
Yeah, mustn't get excited like that. Bad for the kid. I was only trying to be friendly when I said I wanted to lend a helping hand.
Don't you say that, Mr. Wheeler. We don't need any helping hand. Cokie can beat anybody, and he's going to be the overweight champion of the world. Now, you just wait and see.
Great to have that kind of confidence, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going back to my seat. Now, remember, Jane, we're with you. We'll be back right after the fight to lend to offer congratulations to the next champ. How's that?
Well, now, that's better.
Only you better get the next champ up off that reclining position and into action. He fights in a few minutes.
No, we can't yet, Neil.
Can't what?
Nothing. Go ahead, and we'll see you after Cokie wins.
Let's make it, we'll see you after the fight. How's that?
That's what I'm...
So long, Mike.
So long, Neil.
Nice big house out there tonight. See you later.
Hey, that was a nice act you pulled there in front of that newspaper fella. He even had me believing it.
Next one?
Yeah. Well, it won't be long now. It goes on next.
Yes. Oh, I didn't know it would be that soon. Well, is it all right if he gets up now?
What?
He's been laying down like that since yesterday. Is it all right if he gets up and gets ready for the fight?
Is it all right? He'd better get up unless he wants to lose his fight by default.
Lose the fight? Are you going to start that, too? What's the matter with everybody around here? Do they have to keep telling us we're going to lose?
Oh, I get you. Not in front of the kid, is that it? I get you. Only I just dropped in to see about making the lay down a little earlier than I thought. My boy's in pretty bad shape, worse than we figured. Now, how about the kid laying down early?
But it's late now.
Oh, not too late.
Oh, yes, it is. He has to get up now and get ready for the fight.
Yeah, but
come on, Cokie, get up. It's all right with Mr. Wheeler. He knows you have to get ready for the fight. That's it. Excuse me, Mr. Wheeler. I have to put that bathrobe over him.
Yeah, now, how about the first or second round?
What?
All right, then. All right. We'll make it the third, like we said, if you want your boy to make a showing. Well, we got to get back. It might be going on any minute now.
Any minute? This early?
Hey, we're on now. Make it snappy in there. Hey, Ruffy, wait for me.
Come on, Cokie. You have to fight now.
Can I come back and lay down some more after the fight?
Oh, sure. Hurry up now. We'll be late. You don't want to miss this fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the feature attraction of the evening, 10 rounds in this corner.
Ruffy Tornillo was ever on the floor? It's a record. Why, it's positive. That must be Ace and Mark. Just a minute, folks. Take it easy, kid. Relax now. Attaboy. Come in! Come in! Come in, Mark. Here he is, Ace. Take a look at him. The record holder. The first knockout against Ruffy Tornillo. The first, mind you.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello.
Well, Jane, you've done yourself noble, as they say in the classics.
Noble? Why, this will go down in pugilistic history. You folks don't realize what happened here tonight. You haven't got the nose for news that I have, I suppose. But you don't need a nose for news for a scoop like this. Ruffy Tornillo, not only knocked down, knocked out. Get that? Knocked out.
Yes, we've got that, Neil.
Well, Ace doesn't seem so happy. Oh, I forgot.
He wishes he could.
Well, what happened?
Your darling husband bet $1,000 against 200 that Ruffy would win.
He bet
it was my fault, Jane. I talked him into it. I was the one that said that. Who's there?
Mike Wheeler.
Mike Wheeler, huh? Now for some fun.
Well, who's he?
He manages the invincible Ruffy Tornillo. I've been waiting for a chance to razz this guy for years. Just wait and see.
Well, well, Mike, come right in. Come in. Don't be bashful. Come in to get a look at the champ. Well, help yourself. There he stands and all his there he lies.
Double crosser.
What's that?
What'd he say?
She heard me. Double crosser.
Well, I told him the right hand. Is it my fault he put up his left hand?
What's going on here?
Give me back that dough.
What dough?
Give me back that grand I gave you.
What's a grand? Did I make him leave
her alone?
Well, what's going on, Neil?
What's the matter with you, Mike?
Oh, what did she do now?
Oh, what's a grand?
A grand's $1,000.
What grand? Are you crazy?
I must have been to do business with a dame, and a dame like that. Give me back that money.
Give you back the money? After Cokie lay down all day today and yesterday and didn't work out, and you want me to give you back the money? Well, over my dead body, I will.
Oh, yeah?
Dear?
Hey, Mr. Wheeler, you better leave her alone.
Well, then over Cokie's dead body, we'll give you back the money.
What money? What have you been
up? Well, he gave me $1,000.
But what for, Jane?
Just for Cokie to lay down.
For what?
To lay down. He's been laying down since he gave us the money. That's all he's been doing.
Yeah. I like to lay down.
I get it now. He laid down, but not when he was supposed to.
I want that money back.
My father was in no condition to fight tonight. I gave her that money to protect my interest. She double-crossed me. I want that money.
Now, wait a minute. Speaking of double-crossing, it seems to me you double-crossed me a little. My friend here bet $1,000 on this fight, and I asked you if your boy was in condition. You said he was a cinch. How about that?
She promised her kid had laid down.
Well, he did.
Now, look, Mike, this won't look good in print if I print it. I suggest we forget about the whole thing. My friend here loses $1,000, and his wife makes $1,000. That makes everything even, don't you think?
It makes everything wonderful.
It makes everything marvelous.
Yes, it makes everything grand. The grand he lost and the grand I won.
And so Cokie had his chance for a comeback and made the most of it. But what now? We learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.